This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Biden signed legislation expanding Social Security benefits for millions of retired Americans, including firefighters, police officers, and teachers. Betty Marafino is the president of the Connecticut Alliance for Retired Americans.
With the leadership of members of Congress here today and the president's signature, almost 2.5 million Americans will now receive their rightfully earned Social Security benefits.
Because of the Social Security Fairness Act, employees with a public pension will get an average monthly increase of $360, and beneficiaries will also receive retroactive payments for 2024. Well, if you're a snow lover, you're happy a big winter storm is making its way from the nation's midsection to the mid-Atlantic. Pittsburgh Public Works Director Chris Hornstein.
We're asking residents to please use caution. Don't travel unless you need to.
And if you need a more blunt warning, here's Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Ben Gardner.
Get off the road.
The storm's expected to bring heavy snow, ice, and bitter cold to a huge chunk of the country. 25 states are in the storm's path. An update now on the New Year's Day rampage in New Orleans. Joshua Jackson is with the ATF and has new details on the guns found with the attacker.
As far as the firearms that have been recovered in this investigation, it was a semi-automatic pistol that was used by Jabbar, and it's a semi-automatic rifle. Pistol was a 9mm and the rifle was 308 caliber.
President Biden and the First Lady are expected to travel to New Orleans tomorrow. Meanwhile, the nation is saying goodbye to Jimmy Carter. This man was among those who visited the Carter Center in Atlanta to pay tribute to the former president.
He never forgot where he came from, and he never forgot that whatever a policy or a government regulation was, that it affected people and the street level, individuals. And he always kept that in mind.
An official state funeral will be held at the National Cathedral in Washington on Thursday. If you drive in Manhattan during peak hours, you'll have to pay. Reporter Carol Dioria is with Odyssey New York.
New York City is now the first city in the United States to use congestion pricing. Jenna Lieber, chair and CEO of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority.
We've got to go through a whole process where we identify when you came in. Do you have an exemption?
1,400 cameras will record the license plate of drivers who go into the zone.
And the Golden Globe Awards go down tonight from Los Angeles. The show begins in less than 2 hours. You can watch it on CBS. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows near 10 above. Wind chills, however, in the single digits below zero. On Monday, mostly sunny skies, a bit milder with highs in the mid-20s, partly sunny on Tuesday with highs in the lower 20s. Right now, it's 15 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name 1 year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt and Air on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to Seth Faces the Music, where there may be billions of stars in the sky. We have all the stars we need right here. A star can mean many things in our culture. Of course, you could be a giant ball of gas burning billions of light years away, or you could be a ball of hot air right here on the planet Earth. Either way, there's been lots of songs written about stars of all kinds. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
Shining what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see, what your life can truly be.
Earth, Wind, and Fire was the name of that band, and that was their song Shooting Star, a big hit for them back in the 1970s. And before that, we opened up this episode of Seth Faces the Music with Les Baxter and his orchestra with Shooting Star. Up next, we have an odd little song from the post-punk days of the 1980s. It was pretty big on college radio. It was by a group called The Passions, not to be confused with a doo-wop group from the 1950s. No, this group was led by singer Barbara Goggin, and the song we're about to play is actually about, interestingly, a man named Steve Rodent Connolly, who at one time was a roadie for The Clash and the Sex Pistols and ended up having minor roles in several German films. Okay, you never know where a song's going to come from. Here's The Passions with I'm in Love with a German Film Star.
Thank you.
Hey, hey, there's this cat down there that makes a bad kind of soup. I come around studying my luck to my shoot coop. Cecil gives me coffee and he will never take my coin. I say, got $30 in my pocket. What you doing? I holler, come on, Cecil, take a dollar. Come on, Cecil, take a 10. But I finally get up into a whole bunch of big ones and you're acting like I'm there champion. And I'm only on the riders on the boulevard. They got the barefoot cruising. It's 40-weight hard. They look particularly deadbeats, permanently pale. Cecil pick up his butcher knife and he waves it at the jail. And the kid say, I ain't got no dough, so I just want some OJ. I said, don't look at me. Water and a pinball machine, and he said, come on, Cecil, give me a dollar. Come on, Cecil, give me five. I'm in a halfway house on one way street. Ooh, and I'm a quarter past living there. Your hair turns gray. My sister's in a mustard. She loves to walk the puppy. Got the pickles in the relish. She never gets enough. Hershey milkshake steaming on a stick with a hard lamb sandwich. Oh, let us get thick. It's not because I'm dirty. It's not because I'm clean. It's not because I kiss the boys behind the magazines. Hey, boys, how about the fight? Here comes Ricky with the girl on tape. Don't know your name. She knows what you got from your matchy ball to the chicken in the pot. Chicken in the pot. Chicken in the pot. Chicken down, down, down stairs and get a star joint. Got a jukebox that goes doy, doy. Finger snappy dealers to make your people out there for your IV door. Yep, yep. You can't break the rules when you know how to play the game.
Inimitable Ricky Lee Jones from her debut self-titled album. That was Danny's All-Star Joint. And before that, from their record, Monster, REM with Star 69. Stay with us here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we've got a song based on a child's nursery rhyme tune. It was a big size hit in 1958, but the doo-wop band that recorded it really didn't have much success after that. Stay tuned to find out who it was right here on WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Have you listened to Community Stories yet? The show that features voices from right here in our community? Well, for the month of January, you can catch up on podcasts of past episodes on our website at civicmedia.us. The show's going on vacation for a month, but Community Stories will return in February, tanned and well-rested. Okay, maybe not, but the stories will be fresh and engaging. Keep your dial tuned to WFHR for updates on the new schedule, guests, and stories from right here in our community.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforstatesport.org.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Where are you, little star?
Come true tonight. From their absolute masterpiece of an album, Moon Safari, that was the French duo Air with Kelly Watch the Stars. And before that, we opened up this set with The Elegants and their classic Little Star. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you just feel like you gotta get down. You gotta get funky. And right now, I want you to do just that. Let's turn to the greatest of them all. Here is George Clinton's Parliament from the album of the same name. Here's Mothership Connection, Starchild.
Well, all right. Starchild, citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramids. Partying on the mothership. I am the Mothership Connection. Getting down in 3D. Light year groove. Well, all right. You hear the noise? Ain't nobody but me and the boys. Get down. Hit it, fellas. Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boot, doing the bump. Hustle on over here. The bomb.
get the man.
A band that lives up to its name. That was Lush with Light from a Dead Star. Stick around, everyone, to Seth Faces the Music. Coming up next, we are getting in on the ground floor on a woman whose career has spanned decades. She has made an impact, of course, in music, but also film and publishing. She is something of a polarizing figure, but we have her here up next on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden signed into law the Social Security Fairness Act, which gives millions of retired public workers their full Social Security benefits. Betty Marafino is with the Connecticut Alliance for Retired Americans.
We focused on the repeal of provisions that have been an injustice to many public servants over the last 40 years.
A substantial amount of snow is expected from Kansas to the Mid-Atlantic. Richard Bond with the Severe Storms Prediction Center.
We are expecting the belt of snow of 4 to 8 inches across portions of Virginia and even the D.C. area.
The FBI's Lionel Merthal says the New Orleans attacker had set fire to his rental home there.
We strongly believe Jabbar was solely responsible for the fire on the Mandeville Street in New Orleans. We determined that he set the fire before heading to Bourbon Street based on the ATF's investigation.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows near 10 above. Wind chills, however, in the single digits below zero. On Monday, mostly sunny skies, a bit milder with highs in the mid-20s. Partly sunny on Tuesday with highs in the lower 20s. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In November 2022, Michigan voters passed a constitutional amendment enshrining voting protections and expanding ballot access. After the legislature implemented the voters' directive, GOP legislators sued, claiming that only the legislature could make such changes. Proposition 2 mandated 9 days of early voting, protections for voters and election workers from harassment, and a tracking system for absentee ballots. It allowed for the funding of secure drop boxes and the counting of military and overseas ballots if postmarked by Election Day, and several other reforms. Conjuring the independent state legislature theory, which argues that the U.S. Constitution allows only legislatures to control election law, 11 Michigan GOP legislators sued. On December 20th, the Federal Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the lower court's denial of the Michigan legislators' claim. But importantly, it did so saying that while the individual legislators had no standing to bring the case, a full legislature could, leaving the door open a crack. The U.S. Supreme Court mostly dismissed the theory in 2023's Moore v. Harper case, but Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito appear to be all in on the theory. For the moment, the pro-voter reforms in Michigan are safe, but be watching for the independent state legislature theory to pop up again soon. We have the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Shine on me where
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside the garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom, though I dream in vain. In my heart, it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Nat King Cole with the Hoagy Carmichael standard, Stardust, song he made famous. And before that, from her debut album, that was one of the first hits for Madonna, Lucky Star. Up next, he's known the world around for his song parodies, but he is a fabulous musician all around. He's written several original tunes that are also very enjoyable. Up next, we have one of those from his album In 3D. Here's Weird Al Yankovic with Midnight Star.
Checkout counter at the local grocery store. I was only passing by, but a paper caught my eye, and I learned a few things I never knew before. It said, your pet may be an extraterrestrial. It said, the ghost of Elvis is living in my den. You can learn to cope with stress, and you can beat the IRS, and the incredible frog boy is on the loose again. Oh,
psychics all agree that the telephone company will have a brand new service that lets you talk to the dead.
Yeah. danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. 50 million people in 25 states are in the path of a big winter storm. It's pounding the Central Plains now and then heading to the Mid-Atlantic. Reporter Olivia Leach with CBS News Texas has a warning about frozen pipes.
Clayton Robinson is the co-owner of CR Plumbing. Clayton walked us through the main things you need to know to protect your pipes. First up, the outside faucets.
Take off your hose, the biggest thing. Make sure nothing's dripping on there.
And when it drops below 32 degrees or freezing,
that's when you need to turn the hot and cold water on to slow trickle on any of the outside faucets.
President Biden signed legislation that will boost Social Security payouts.